How did you manage your diabetes at school?
Well, I suppose my blood sugars used to run somewhat higher than perhaps was desirable, but most of the people, because they only got checked as a hospital appointments, the hospital appointments were more frequent than they are nowadays. I only go once every a year, and or the last time I went, it was 15 months, I think, before I was checked. And you can nowadays, where you can check your own, but then when you were at school, my father wrote a letter to the school telling them what was wrong with me, and that if I were seen eating something in the school lessons, they'd just take no notice, you see. But normally I didn't require anything, and I would come home for my lunch, or I would take something with me. So this didn't make a great deal of it wasn't really a problem.
What about sport?
Well, I just took part in the things everybody else was doing, so it didn't really make any great difference. You know, it's just one of those things. You did what you wanted to do, and the way I've look at it is, you do what you want to do, not what some of these people will tell you, you mustn't do this and you mustn't do that, because it's a load of rubbish.
Who did say you mustn't do this and you mustn't do that?
Well, you get this from a lot of people, generally sort of more from GPs rather than anything else. I'm sorry to say this, but over a period of time, certain GPs didn't quite understand. I'm not being critical of them, because it's not their fault. They didn't get enough education about what diabetes was all about. Most of my GPs, in fact, were excellent. They were brilliant with me, and but every now and again, they might say something, and you have to sort of say, no, that's not quite right. And you have to tell them. And I found myself telling them.